welcome to The Intersection. I'm your host, Amy Manuel. And today, some crazy shit happened in Washington, D.C. And Trump got heckled again. I'm sorry. I shouldn't take such delight in Trump getting heckled. But hey, what they did, Rand Paul needs to apologize to Dr. Fauci. Dr. Fauci saved millions of lives over his career. Millions of lives. And the behavior of Senator Rand Paul in that hearing today was so incredibly offensive. And he just needs to apologize and resign. I think we need to start a petition that Rand Paul apologize and resign. He needs to do a public statement. What he did in that hearing, that was just terrible. I'm appalled. I'm absolutely appalled. And yet here we are. You know, things just keep happening. All the Republicans voted to confirm the new guy. I don't even remember what department it was. My mind is gone. You know, people wonder why. I've just started turning off politics. Do you know what I did this evening? I watched a funny thing happen on the way to the forum, which it had been years since I'd seen it last. And it's such a fun movie. It's a musical. And it stars Zero Mostel and, oh gosh, on Get Smart, he was Simon the Likeable. He was an evil villain because you could look at him and he just immediately, everyone liked him. And that was what made him diabolical. He had a twinkle in his eye. Well, he was in this movie as well. And I don't know the name of the actor, but he was in Hello, Dolly. He was the older shopkeeper, not the youngest one, that Dolly invites to some fancy place with his date for them to be treated wonderfully at this fancy restaurant where Dolly was well known and well loved, and that's where you get the song Hello Dolly. So the older one, he was in this, it was cute. I can't remember anybody's name. A mind is a terrible thing to lose. But mine is just, my memory is terrible. It's just terrible. Anyway, that's what I did. And last night, I watched a reaction to The Ghost in Mrs. Muir. And that was fun. This morning, I started out listening to Texas Paul, and he just sounds as angry and frustrated as I do. And I'm like, no, I'm here to relax and get some exercise, and the last thing I need is to take on someone else's stress. And so I just switched to music, because I just don't want to, I'm not watching Midas Touch, I'm not, I barely watched Lawrence O'Donnell, and last night I didn't even do that. Didn't even do that. I just watched last night's episode tonight. I had all afternoon where I was home doing nothing. I could have watched it. Nope. Nope. I just did not feel like I just get so frustrated because I see it happening again. You know, we're going to have these idiots that are going to run off voters, and I shouldn't be so hurt. Oh, so I pulled up the cast for a funny thing happened on the way to the forum. And aside from Zero Mustel, you've got the late, great Phil Silvers and the late, great Buster Keaton. I don't know if any of these people are alive. Buster Keaton is in it. Plays Erroneous. You've got Michael Crawford. That's the one that was in Hello, Dolly. He plays Hero. Jack Gilford is Hysterium. I love the names of the characters. Hysterium. Erroneous. Jack... Jack Gilford is the guy that was on who was the villain on Get Smart. Simon the Likeable. Another great character name. Hysterium. Simon the Likeable. I love... The character names are great. Captain Miles Glorious. Gloriosus. Captain Miles Gloriosus was played by Leon Green. I wonder what else he was in. Leon Green. Oh, he was in Flash Gordon. Back in 1980, he was a colonel of Battle Control Room. And he was in a... His most recent thing was in 2001. He was in an episode of The Six Wives of Henry VIII. Yeah, he didn't do much exciting after this. This is pretty much the highlight of his career. There's a guy named Roy Kinnear. I wonder if he's related. No, he's a British character actor. Is in this movie. He's no longer with us. He was on the series That Was the Week That Was back in 1962. That was before I was born. So much of what I like, what I really enjoy lately, is stuff that's older than me. I don't want drama. I don't want drama. I want screwball comedies. That's what I want to watch. Or watch other people react to things. See how other people react to movies that I love. And I love old movies. And sometimes there are movies that came out in my lifetime. I think it's so fun to watch people react to the Blues Brothers movie. I watched a bunch of people react to the Live Aid concert, and I remember not going to Live Aid. I didn't go to either the Philadelphia or the London concerts. I watched it from my apartment in Austin, Texas, on a 4-inch TV. I have a phone with a bigger screen than that TV. That's what I watched. And so for those that don't remember, if you're listening to this, you're probably old enough to remember it. But they would go back and forth between the stadiums. And so you could watch it. I really think you were probably seeing it better if you were at home watching it on TV. But it's funny, you know, the way that Queen, and in particular, really Freddie Mercury, just blew it away. This, and you see this mass of people in London just all clapping and singing, and they know all the lyrics. It's pretty incredible when you think about it. But, there it is. I learned recently, yeah, that the copyright on the first couple of Marx Brothers movies has expired. So I wonder if that means that people can, that maybe we'll get some more reactions to Marx Brothers movies. Maybe we'll be able to go watch it on YouTube or whatever. You know, that's where I'd like to just be able to watch all of the Marx Brothers movies on YouTube. What's your favorite Marx Brothers movie? And I wonder why we've had no one, we're 12 minutes into the show, and no one has come to join us here on this Wednesday night. And I'm going to give it a couple more minutes, and then I guess I'm going to go because nobody wants to do this. We're going to need some callers. You know, I wonder if people are having trouble because they're having to reboot their PCs because there was an update. I came in here pretty early. Here comes Alan. Hey, Alan.
I had a feeling that nobody would be here, but I'm here. You're here.
Well, I started the show talking about something and really was hoping that you would get in much earlier because I know it's something you want to talk about. And
getting rid of Trump? Yeah.
What I want to talk about is the treatment that Dr. Fauci received in that hearing today.
I don't know if he was treated badly. I mean, I believe he was, but I believe his response was protection. His attorney told him not to answer any questions, and he took the Fifth Amendment on everything. And
well, good for him.
It's a smart move.
Yeah. I'm just, the way that he and his attorneys were treated was so disrespectful.
Absolutely.
And, you know,
I agree.
Republican presidents have honored Dr. Fauci. H.W.
Yes.
Bush, I think, gave him the Medal of Presidential Medal of Freedom. And,
yes.
And then W. Bush, the son, I gave him a different award that the president gives out.
Yes.
Award, not reward, award. And they both of those presidents spoke about how much of a hero he was. But here's the thing. This is all about the narcissism of the current occupant of the White House. He couldn't have anybody, there couldn't be anybody that anyone respected more than him. that people wanted to listen to you during a pandemic. It had to be him that they listened to. Couldn't be that they listened to the actual experts.
That's right.
And so all of these people now wanting to lock Dr. Fauci up for what exactly?
I don't know.
I mean, why would what has Rand Paul ever done with his life that anyway compares?
Nothing. He's not even a real board-certified eye surgeon.
No, he's not. Not a doctor.
So I brought this up on Alex's show when we were talking about this, and some of your listeners may have heard it or not heard it, but we have rights in this country protected by the U.S. Constitution. They're open to interpretation. That's what the Supreme Court's for. But a couple of them that we can use, it relates to just a car stop. and it relates to Fauci, too, today. So when the police pull you over for whatever, you're running a red light, stop sign, or the cop just has nothing better to do, which happens a lot of the time, a bored cop, they'll ask you, can I search your vehicle? And your answer should be, no, I want to invoke the Fourth Amendment against illegal search or unreasonable search and seizure. And that includes your person. Now, they may search you anyhow, and they actually have, they can actually search you for weapons. It's called a Terry search, pat you down for weapons, but that's it if you invoke your Fourth Amendment. And if they arrest you, then they're going to search you and search the car. But all this is on body cams nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
And so this will be subpoenaed to court. And there won't be a lot other than the cop's judgment to go on. And that doesn't hold up in court very often. The second thing you do is if the cop starts asking you questions, like where are you coming from? Where'd you go? When was the last time you had a drink? You do not have to, at least in California, you do not have to answer those questions. You just invoke the Fifth Amendment.
What does all this have to do with the current topic?
Well, I just said it. You weren't listening. I just said that you, if a cop talks to you or something,
so who is denying that he had a right to a Fifth Amendment?
No, I'm saying that he does.
Well, who's arguing with you about that?
Nobody.
Nobody.
You.
So why are you going on about it?
I'm just saying what you know. A car stop is a lot like what he had to go through today. You don't have to talk to the cop other than license, registration, and insurance. You just say, I want to invoke my Fifth Amendment right to remain silent, and do it. Just remain silent.
All right.
Just
but
like
no
Fauci.
One's no one's denying he had the right. What I'm angry about is not that Fauci took the Fifth Amendment. What I am angry about is that he was called in the first place and treated that way.
Okay. I would concur. I would concur. He's the, I think of the millions of lives, even though Republicans won't admit it, the millions of lives he saved it just recently with COVID. And in the 1990s, by coming up with a drug cocktail that started saving people's lives that had HIV that were dying, millions of people, and doctors like him, vaccinologists and the specialties he holds around the world, agree that he's the founder and the reason that AIDS got stopped, and that in a big part, he's the reason a lot of people went out and got shots.
Mm-hmm.
And a few people, you know, the Republicans want to say, oh, well, people were dying from the shots. That could happen with saline. You could inject somebody with saline and they could die from it.
Well, they were
talking
about this certain condition that a very small percentage could get. You had a higher chance of getting it if you got COVID.
Absolutely. It's called, I may not be pronouncing exactly right, Guillain-Barré, I think is the way it's pronounced. But, yeah, a few people got it during the study, and they don't know to this day if it was related to the vaccine or not. But it didn't kill them. You know, it's not good. It's a neurological disease. But
well, my ex actually had that for 4 years before COVID.
Right,
so
right. So they really don't know. And of course, the CDC is ran under professional people like RFK Jr. right now that have no clue what's going on. But yeah, Guillain-Barré a few people got in the study and they're still looking at it. Now they got it in billions of arms instead of just a couple hundred thousand people during the test. And, you know, very few people are coming down with it.
Yeah.
Pfizer came up with a statistic on it about a year ago and said, you stand from any vaccine 5 out of 100,000 people, 5 people out of 100,000 people, statistically, can get the Guillain-Barré from a vaccine, including the flu vaccine or
mumps. Any vaccine, yeah.
Any vaccine. So, but the Republicans say, oh, no, he was trying to kill us. I'm like, no, he wasn't.
Did a poor job on me because I've had like 12 of the vaccines.
Oh, yeah, I'm fine too. Yeah. So have I. You know?
Yeah.
I think the Republicans ought to go back to vaccinate themselves with bleach. Clorox is the best, by the way.
Well, look at all the disease are coming back because they don't have, because people are not getting vaccinated.
Yeah.
Things that we hadn't seen in decades.
Mm-hmm.
Measles.
Well, and once again, we've got this parasite that was being watched and under control, and eliminated the department that pays attention to that. Because DEI.
Yeah. Instead of DEI, people are crapping their pants up.
Because it is even more stupid than that. When I say because DEI, it's because the stupid people on Doge didn't know the difference between transgender and transgenic.
Yeah, that was funny. In a way. So this parasite has been around forever.
Mm-hmm.
And people have got it here, there, and everywhere. You know, 99% of the people survive it. You get hospital treatment, fluids, and antibiotics. Common antibiotics will kill it if you need it. So it's just out of control right now, and mainly in the Midwest and East Coast. You know, California and Nevada and stuff like that, people are getting it, but not in the high numbers, not from lettuce. It came from lettuce. You know, you got these Mexican growers, and I'm not picking on the Mexicans, maybe, but they got to go potty, and they go potty in a corner, and then the water washes with that to give nutrients and moisture to the plants, and it gets on the plants. We have food outbreaks like that all the time. This one's making big news because it came from a vendor in, according to the CDC, in Mexico.
We also had the flesh eating. There's another thing.
Yeah.
The flesh eating bacteria that was another thing that they eliminated the department that was trying to control that and keep that, you know, and follow what is happening with it. And because they can't govern. That might have been the one that was the transgenic transgender. But again, they don't know what they're doing. We have a heroin addict who likes to eat roadkill and has a dead worm in his brain running our health care. How insane is that?
I heard those worms had sex, and now he's got 3 worms in there. trying to make a little light of it. Yeah, he's, you know, he's a mess. He's a mess. He just is. I would have rather seen Dr. Oz have this spot. You know that we have
at least
no
he's a doctor.
That's right. He was a good cardiologist. Do you know we don't have a Surgeon General in the United States?
No, we haven't had one for a while.
No, not since Trump came back into office and fired Murtaugh or whatever his name was. That was the Surgeon General. We have nobody overseeing any of this shit. Thank you, Donald Trump.
It's insane. It's insane.
Yeah.
And I got a thing for my sister today worrying about Sharia law in Texas. And I'm like,
really?
No.
Yeah, I mean,
stop
really?
It.
Come on.
Yeah, if there's anything we have to worry about in Texas, it's fucking the Christian nationalists currently running our government in Texas.
Yep.
In control of everything. Putting Bibles in classrooms, mandatory Bible lessons.
Yep.
In public schools in Texas.
Just think of the cost of having to get those Bibles in the schools.
That's bad enough. I mean, they want to ban books that teach anything. They want to teach creationism instead of actual science.
That's right.
It's just
who was the nut job that was running the schools under Trump the first time? Betty DeVos or something like
Betsy DeVos.
DeVos.
Man, she was a mess. Another train wreck. I don't know who he's got this time.
Oh, it's the
wrestler's
A1.
Wife.
Yeah, from the WWE.
Yeah.
That gives you a real background for running education.
Yeah.
She called AI A1.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. I remember seeing that. Yeah. Jesus Christ.
Oh, it's just so frustrating. It's like, how it is so clownish and yet so dangerous.
Yes.
We got a Fox News weekend host running our military. Secretary of Defense, and he's all about taking care of low T in our military.
A joke that was sent around. I don't know if it was a joke or not, but he wants to check every guy in the military to make sure he's got a solid erection. It's got to be a joke. It's got to be a joke, but it's just, it sounds like something Pete Hess said would do. I mean, he's such a
you
nut.
Know, I've been watching this guy that does kind of listicles on YouTube about movies, underrated movies and banned movies and things like that. And, you know, a couple of the movies that he's talked about, Revenge of the Nerds and Animal House. And we've got running our military the asshole jocks in both of those movies.
Yeah.
Right? it's the Kevin Bacon role, only not as smart.
Yeah.
Somehow less appealing.
Yes.
Oh. Well, I what have y'all been watching? If you're streaming or watching YouTube.
I've had a poor stream today, but thanks for asking.
I've been catching up on my X-Files and Stargate SG-1.
Yeah.
That sounds like fun. How about you, yeah. Wayne?
Oh, reaction videos to my favorite songs, maybe certain clips out of movies.
What songs?
Something that I like, you know, personally. I keep referring back to that White Shade of Pale done in 2006 with the orchestra and everything.
Yeah.
And, maybe that Queen Bohemian Rhapsody, just watching the young people respond to that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've been watching the responses to Live Aid, which is...
Yeah. Oh, right. Is that the musicians...
No, it's Queen and
it's, I see what you're saying.
They pretty much.
I was thinking We Are the World, that one.
Yeah, no. Live Aid was the one. There were two concerts, one in London, one in Philadelphia, and like all of the, it's like 1985, I want to say, and all of the musicians who were a big name at all at that time, they were all at one or the other. Mm-hmm. And in Wembley Stadium, they had 70,000 people. And at the stadium in Philadelphia, they had 100,000 people. It was just a sea looking out. I've only seen... I watched it on a 4-inch TV back in 1985 from Austin, Texas. But the Queen portion of that, where he started with Bohemian Rhapsody, and then Radio Gaga, and then there's one other. He ended with We Are the Champions. And there was a couple of other big ones in between. And you looked out and the whole crowd is just singing along and clapping and so engaged.
Wake up, Charlie.
Very proud.
Nothing.
Boy, I was gone.
Boy, in the first 5 minutes you're on the show, you're out like a light. You must have had a hell of a day.
It was 103, and I was out there for four games, and
jeez,
I'm worn out.
Four games. I can barely survive walking from the house to the car.
I know that.
I don't know how you are doing that. It is so miserable.
Gatorade.
And only doing it with six toes.
It has electrolytes.
Yeah.
It has what a body needs. It has what crops need.
Oh, God, that's a great movie.
It just sort of hits different now, though.
Yes, now that we know it was a documentary.
Right. That's what I'm waiting for. That's the next thing I'm waiting for. Are we going to... Because we already had... we had a UFC fight on the White House grounds.
Oh, my God.
They tore down the West Wing. And, you know, the White House already looks like Idiocracy.
Yeah, it looks like crap. I couldn't scream. He has destroyed it.
It's insane. It's insane. Like, how is this real? You know, we thought it was going to be 1984, but no, it's Idiocracy.
Yeah.
I don't know. Well, shall we do some trivia?
Yes.
All right.
That'll keep me awake.
All right.
Uh.
what retro sitcom is set in the fictional suburb of Point Place, Wisconsin? Keywords.
Isn't that that 70s show?
Yep.
Okay.
All right. Quote, G.I.R. Old LaSalle ran great is a phrase from the theme song to what classic sitcom?
Oh, you know that, Wayne.
All in the Family, yeah.
Yeah. What sitcom surpassed Gunsmoke's longest-running primetime show record in 2008?
The Simpsons.
Yep. In the Seinfeld episode, The Jacket, what Les Miserables song gets stuck in George's head?
I don't know that one.
No, what is... Sorry. Wayne, go ahead.
No, I don't know. No idea what that... I saw the episode. I can't think of any song.
I don't even know what Les Miserables is.
Les Miserables.
At least I've heard of it, even though I've never seen it.
It's a movie.
Master of the House. It's a Broadway show, and the movie
right.
was made about it.
Yeah, okay.
It's
so
a musical.
Yeah.
It's set in France in during the Revolution.
I believe so. I've never seen it.
I've seen it, and I don't remember it because it's been too long. What was added to many television comedy shows beginning in 1950?
Laugh tracks.
That's it, yeah.
Yep. On Cheers, what position did Sam Mayday Malone play for the Boston Red Sox?
I think he was a pitcher.
Yep.
Yes, sir.
Let's see here. There we go. All right, this category is Dr. Seuss. What town does the Grinch terrorize in The Grinch Stole Christmas? How the Grinch Stole Christmas.
Whoville? I don't
know. Yep. Yep, yep, yep.
Okay, that was just a guess.
Who played the title role in the 2003 film, The Cat in the Hat? He was on Saturday Night Live.
Well, I was going to guess Jim Carrey, but I guess that's not from Saturday Night Live.
Mike Myers.
Mm.
Yertle.
Now that you say it.
Mm-hmm. Yertle the Turtle is a parody of what World War II hero? I'm sorry, I read that completely wrong. Yertle Turtle is a parody of what World War II leader?
Winston Churchill.
No. Adolf Hitler.
Oh, really? Jeez, I didn't know that.
Described his inspiration as a little domineering guy who pushes people around. I never read Yertle the Turtle. Or if
me
I
either.
Did, I don't remember it. Which award did Dr. Seuss win? Was it a Caldecott, a Newbery, or an Academy Award?
I have no idea.
Well, he had three choices.
The Newbery.
The Caldecott.
Wayne?
Wayne guesses the other one.
Well, Wayne would be correct because
right.
he won three Oscars, but neither of the famed Children's Literature Awards.
Wow.
Well, when you think about all those movies that were, all those animated specials that were made from the Dr. Seuss books.
Yeah.
I remember all those.
So he won 3 Oscars, but he never won a children's award, huh?
Never won a Caldecott or a Newbery.
Hmm.
Huh. That's crazy. What kind of trees does the Lorax try to save?
I should know that. I've read that thousands of times. But I can't remember.
Truffula.
Okay. My kids love that book.
I got to have some kids, I swear. I can answer some of these questions.
I think I blocked it out because I read it so much.
What Dr. Seuss book has become a popular graduation gift?
I didn't know any of them had.
A cat? A hat? No.
Oh, The Places You'll Go.
Oh.
Okay.
All right. This is a wild card. The Three Gorges Dam spans what river?
It's the biggest river in China.
Yeah, it's the Yangtze or something like
Yangtze,
that.
Yangtze, right.
Yep.
That sounds good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got something right.
In National Lampoon's Vacation, what amusement park is the Gridwall family headed to?
I could never forget that.
National Lampoon. I've seen all those with it. Chevy Chase. And
they were going to Wally World.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. All right. What member of the Kennedy clan founded the Special Olympics?
Wow.
Carolyn, it definitely wasn't RFK, although he's probably the first winner. Sorry. Not funny.
He didn't qualify. He's not. Yeah.
He's not smart enough.
He's not stable enough.
I'll agree with you.
Unit driver? I don't know.
That is correct.
Oh, really? Okay.
Unit driver?
Eunice Shriver.
Oh, okay. I was thinking Minnie Driver's an actress.
Eunice Kennedy Shriver. You know, I just watched a couple of reactions, I think, but at least one to Gross Point Blank, and that was fun. With Minnie Driver.
I like Minnie Driver.
I do too. And that's one of
Somebody
my favorite knows. Movies of hers is Gross mm-hmm. Point Blank. It's such a... It's such a wild movie because it's so unexpected in every way.
Mm-hmm.
Everything about it is just not what you were expecting, but it's so fun. All right.
I am so tired. I'm sorry.
In Into Thin Air, John Krakauer tells the story of a disaster on what mountain?
I know this. I just can't remember what it is.
It's a really, really tall mountain.
Mount Sinai. No. Mount Rushmore?
Mount Kilimanjaro.
Mount Everest.
Wayne was just about ready to say that.
I was only off by one. Kilimanjaro is the second highest mountain.
What shape are the orbits of the planets around the sun?
I'm going to have to
choose
myself.
Oblong?
Oh, that's kind of what it
is. Yeah, that's kind of right.
Yeah.
Ellipse is the answer I was looking for.
I've heard of that before.
What shape I'm sorry. What classic computer game requires players to manipulate a series of tetrominoes. Like dominoes, but with tetro instead of a D. Instead of DF.
Is that Tetris?
That is Tetris.
Tetris, okay. I've never played Tetris.
You've never played Tetris?
I never heard that, though.
No?
Oh, yeah.
My ex used to play it all the time, but I never played it.
I used to sit in a bar.
I played the knockoff of it. Years and years ago.
Yeah. Once I got into Sudoku, I just don't do anything else.
What space object has a gravitational field so strong that not even light can escape it?
Black hole.
You got it.
What actress does Jack Lemmon's character describe as moving like jello on springs in Some Like It Hot?
Ooh. That would be Marilyn Monroe.
Mm-hmm. What's the name of her character?
I can't remember. I got the movie right here, but I can't remember.
Anybody? Sugar Cane.
Seriously.
Good stripper name.
Yeah.
I think Wayne knows four of them.
Yeah.
Whose theories about gravity were said to be inspired by a falling apple?
Sir Isaac Newton.
Yep. Who wrote Gravity's Rainbow, a novel whose title comes from the arc of a rocket? Anybody? Thomas Pynchon.
Oh, I've never gotten that.
What does gravity do to a ray of light?
Bends it.
It bends it.
Yep. What? That's all there is on that one. Let's do one more of these. All right. New category, elephants. What is the most common name for... skip that one. What kind of creature is Lumpy the elephant-like character in Winnie the Pooh?
A bear?
It's a heffalump.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Whatever that is.
It's a Winnie the Pooh thing. Heffalumps and woozles.
Yeah.
How come you didn't know that, Charlie, with all your kids?
Well, I knew it once she said it, but I had no idea before that.
I didn't know it either until I heard the answer.
Had kids. You took care of your kids.
Yeah, but I mean, I read all the Winnie the Pooh stories.
Yeah, I mean, I was a Winnie the Pooh fan when I was a kid. I remember we had the Winnie the Pooh and the Honey Tree album, and it was like a picture cover where you turn the pages and there were you could follow the story along with the record album. That was fun. All right. What general is known for crossing the Alps with elephants in 218 BCE?
Come on, Wayne, Charlie, you guys were around then.
Hannibal
is correct. What did the elephant's child get from the crocodile in Rudyard Kipling's Just So Stories? His trunk.
All right.
I'm going to switch over to Geek Out.
Okay. Why don't we do, like, what's the last step in the 8-step copier process? Three of us could answer that question. And it wouldn't surprise you at all, Amy, what the answer was. So, never mind.
Yeah.
Yeah, never mind. Sorry.
All right. Films directed by Judd Apatow.
No idea. Never heard of him.
We're going to name a bunch of films. Okay.
This is 40.
Oh, okay. Anything. The images, but I don't know what movies they're from.
Alright. 1950s TV shows.
Ah, Father Knows Best. The Donna Reed Show.
Oh, that rings bells.
Mm-hmm.
Was Leave It to Beaver out at that point?
Yes, Leave It to Beaver was in the 50s, yeah.
Was Flipper out by then or not?
I don't think so.
Mm-hmm.
It would have been in black and white.
Oh,
Donna Reed Show? Yeah, they were all in black and white because that was before color TV.
Yeah. And Flipper was in color.
Lucille Ball Show.
I love Lucy is what you're thinking of. The okay, Lucy
yeah.
Show was in color.
I don't
know.
Yeah, that was
so that was
50s.
The 60s, 70s. And no, I Love Lucy was the 50s.
That was the first one, yeah.
Yeah.
And it was the Donna Reed Show, because I remember Shelley Favre in black and white.
Mm-hmm. All right. Books by Agatha Christie.
Ooh, Death on the Nile.
Murder on the Orient Express.
Oh, yes. God, I got about 30 of them in there. God, Charlie. I hate getting old. Memory's just gone.
Yeah, getting older.
I know. I watched a bunch of those Agatha Christie movies.
Yeah.
You know, the Miss Marple and stuff.
And
Poirot. I've watched on Acorn a bunch of mysteries.
Yeah.
A bunch of Agatha Christie stuff. And we've only mentioned two of the Poirot ones. None of the Miss Marple ones. And
Miss Marple, I
should know those. I should. Let's move on. Songs about a specific event in history. Plane crash at Los Gatos, Deportee.
Would the Star-Spangled Banner count? Because it's about a...
Yeah, I guess so. The Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald.
They built the ship
Titanic, and when they were through.
Wait a minute. The Edmund Fitzgerald sunk in the Great Lakes.
So?
Oh,
is that
okay.
An event in history?
Oh, yeah, it is. Well, Donald Trump was president in history, too.
Is that a song?
No, I don't know. I never heard the Edmund Fitzgerald song, so.
Well, I could say Sniper by Harry Chapin, because that was about a historical event.
Four Dead in Ohio.
Oh, yeah.
I should know Sniper songs.
It's just a little bitty pissant country place. Nothing much to see.
I think you're stumping Wayne and me.
Songs about a special event in history. There's a ton of them. There's a ton of them.
American Pie.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, that was about,
That was about the plane crash that killed Buddy Holly, Richie Valens, and the Big Bopper.
Yep.
And,
By Don McLean.
By Don McLean.
Yes. Song about things that happen in history.
All right.
Wait a minute. I'm cheating. I'm looking at my songs to see if any of them happened.
See, if you were smart, you'd just Google it.
Yeah, I guess.
Won't you come home, Disraeli? Won't you come home? And you went the wrong way, old King Louis.
I left my heart in San Francisco.
Is that a special event in history?
Sure. Because it was sung by a special person, Tony Bennett. No.
The category is songs about a special event in history.
I actually remember that.
In 1814, we took a little trip along with our own Zesty. Took a little bacon in the skip coming. One as nice many as it was a while ago.
How far back in history would you need? How about the Nutcracker? The classical music song. It goes back in history.
Is that a special event in history? Is that a song about a special event in history?
It would be if your nuts were in there. No, I thought it would be. I don't know.
No.
I'm going to shut up.
All right. Let's move on. Celebrities who have been arrested.
Well, Donald Trump.
Yeah. Who did you say?
Robert Downey Jr.
Oh, Robert Downey Jr., yeah.
Justin Bieber.
Jane Fonda.
David Crosby, Willie Nelson.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, Willie.
Johnny Cash,
yeah.
Jane Fonda, you said that, didn't you?
Martha Stewart.
She was arrested and went to
prison. Martha Stewart, yeah.
That's right.
Justin Timberlake.
Yeah.
Yeah, now I Google.
Snoop Dogg,
yeah.
Sean Combs.
Absolutely. Winona Ryder, who was married to...
Did she ever get arrested, though?
Oh, that's right. For shoplifting.
And burglary. Yeah.
She was shoplifting.
Yeah.
They had a movie about it. I can't think of anything. All right, let's move on.
Bill Gates was arrested for running a stop sign. They arrested people for
Zsa Zsa Gabor.
Yes. I just came across that.
Well, you know what? We've run out of time, folks.
Oh, we sure have.
What?
Bill Cosby.
Yeah, there you go. All right.
Enough.
Well, we're out of time. So thank you, Alan and Wayne and Charlie, for joining me here today. And remember, get registered, get informed, get politically active, and go vote. And if you don't have anything nice to say, come sit by me.